This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm fed up with all this vibe crap. We want buckets, Steph.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. It is crossover time, and it's brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Also coming up in the next 20 minutes, your chance to win 2 tickets to the Rising Stars game at Chase Center on Friday, and then the All-Star practices on Saturday. When you hear this sounder, Jimmy Buckets! When you hear Jimmy Buckets...
Is that you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could...
I got it out of... I said I was going to do it one time.
That was good. All right.
Yeah, so, that's good.
Jimmy Buckets is the key word. So when you hear Jimmy Buckets, call into the contest line. And I have that number handy today, I believe. No, I don't. 415-523-4652. It's not that line?
What? Not yet.
It's not?
No.
I'm just giving it to him.
Don't call in right now.
Oh, no, boy. Don't call
But I'll give
in.
You the number. 415-523-4652 when you hear Jimmy Buckets. And you're going to those events.
Yeah, don't call now.
No, don't call now.
Well, because I've lived the life that they live back there behind the glass. I was a behind the glass guy for many years, and these are the times where people who aren't listening, they hear the number and they just call. And so you either have to like ignore them or block the lines, or you know, it becomes a little bit of a frustration sensation.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, don't call now, but get your fingers ready now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, boys.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Tell them about the big bet you won, Steiny.
Well, he hadn't rubbed my face in it all day.
Well, we know. He didn't need to tell us. We were here for it.
We
remember that the day that we told you. That's not a great bet.
No.
It's not a great
bet. That was the shocker to me. The final, just everything about the game.
Yes. What an awful Super Bowl. What an absolutely awful, awful Super Bowl.
Unless you're an Eagle fan.
I mean, sure. Like, you know, I mean, 24-0, 23 yards at halftime?
Who saw that?
Nobody. And so I sort of walked away with this question. It was like, it felt like we were all expecting that Chiefs game to come some point all year. We predicted it week 12 and 13 and 14, and it never happened. And then we got to the playoffs and we gave up. We're like, oh, okay, fine. I don't see it, but I guess they're good.
No,
I don't understand how they're doing what they're doing, but they do it, and Mahomes is good in the fourth. So I guess the Chiefs are just the best. And then all of a sudden in the Super Bowl, there came the effort that we had been predicting would come all year.
And not only the effort, it was the first time, Dibs and Steiny, if you followed the Chiefs all year, Mahomes, yeah, they had their blueprint. Shout out Jay-Z on winning close games. But you could get to Mahomes. I seen him like, how the hell did he get up? A million times he got up. But yesterday, I think the Eagles hit him, that pressure. he wasn't punch drunk, but I could tell it was on his mind. Like, I'm just getting rid of the pigskin. I don't care where it goes, because I'm getting pummeled,
right.
And it happened for 60 minutes.
Well, it happened for 30 minutes, and by the time it happened for 30 minutes, that game was over.
Damn.
And I looked at the halftime stats, and I believe they had 3 carries for 3 yards.
Hadn't been to midfield.
3 carries. So you couldn't run it, and you couldn't pass it, because every time you dropped back, there was at least 2 or 3 Eagles all up in your business. You couldn't block. You couldn't run block.
Man.
And the 2 times you had Travis Kelce open in the first half, you underthrew him.
That was
so
bad.
Even when there were plays to be made, and there weren't a lot of them, he didn't make the plays.
Do you know how many times at the end of the game, how many times he had handed off? Do you know how many times?
At the end of the game?
By the end of the
6?
Game. 6? Those were 7.
Okay, yeah.
That's 7. Not, yeah.
And none of those running backs got to 10 yards.
Well, I saw early on.
Nobody had 10.
So what?
Just an honest reveal. At the half, I'm looking at like the live line because I had the Eagles.
I bet
the Eagles minus +1.5, and I thought, okay, this one's in the house. And I looked at the live line, and I'm like, ooh, Chiefs +7, and the over-under was 24.5. So I did a little parlay, Chiefs -7, rather, I apologize, Chiefs -7 to the over. And so I'm thinking, all right, Chiefs get the ball. Come out.
Oh, no doubt.
Take your time.
Here we go.
Establish the run. March it on down. Get a score. And they could not. And so I was watching early on. It's like, Pacheco for 5, like right away. Okay. Okay, IP. Get it done. And then the next time it was like Pacheco for 1 or Pacheco for 0. Turned out Kansas City won the second half by 6,
wow.
I believe.
When you can get home rushing 4 like the Niners did in their first Super Bowl, the iteration of themselves. It's everything, and that's what Philly did. 4. It was getting pressure.
Yep.
Man.
Nick Sorensen was somewhere like, see?
Yeah. Well, and I do want to.
Marsh 4.
Man,
like,
that's the key.
Can we go to that just real quick? And
yeah,
I know it's
going
to be a lot of our show and a lot of the next month, but my feeling from yesterday was a little bit of FOMO. Like, I want what they have, Philly. Which is an offensive line that was 1,700 pounds of man. And that's Greg Cosell who broke that down to us last week. And also a defensive front that, with 4, not only can you get home, but you're going to ruin the game. So as we all look at it from Niner fans' perspective, that's what you want.
You got to make some acquisitions then, because they don't have that on a defensive side.
Either side, you don't have that.
Yes,
they do. And I would start with Myles Garrett. That was my takeaway from that game yesterday. And I know
if you could,
the draft Knicks all say that this is just a like drunk with defensive linemen draft. So that's wonderful. And the Niners may, and I would say probably, will go that route. But
I hear you.
If you could get it done, come on now. And the one advantage, there's an advantage for the Niners tucked into this Myles Garrett conversation, and it's a big one. And it's this. Myles wants a Super Bowl ring, right? So he is targeting contenders. So we even have the odds of who is going to acquire Myles Garrett. And the Niners, I think, are third or fourth on the list. But it's all the teams you'd expect. Washington and Detroit and all of these teams. The teams that you think might contend. Well, 2 things the Niners have that not all the other teams do. First of all, Cleveland's going to want him the heck out of the conference. So they're going to want to send him to the NFC. And the other thing is, of all these supposed contenders, the Niners are the only ones who stunk this year. So these other teams can offer their first-round draft pick. It's 26, 27, 28, 29. The Niners have 11. So I'm offering that.
Along with Debo.
Well, sure.
I'm just saying.
I mean,
I couldn't believe that.
Where'd that come from? And 11 won't be enough by itself.
Oh yeah,
but I would start there, and I would try to figure out how someone would stop that defense.
He'd put you right back in it.
I'm not giving up 11 for Myles Garrett. If you draft somebody at 11 who is good, maybe he's not quite Myles Garrett, who's on a Hall of Fame track. You got 5 years of the 11th pick. So whether he's a tackle or an edge rusher or a 3 technique, whatever he is, you've got him at much less, and I know Myles Garrett doesn't make a ton, but you got 5 years, actually 4 years, plus a fifth-year option of team control. I'm not giving up 11 for Myles Garrett.
I'll take 2 years of, I know this man is a
and
stud.
And I'll be in that same
this
line.
This is a turnkey.
What he would do.
Absolute
man.
Stud. I mean, what if the guy you get at number 11's last name is Kinlaw? How you feeling? There's no way to know who you're getting. You know,
and so how long it'll take.
I get your point.
Oh, what if it's if it's Buckner?
Well, and even if it is, right? Like, it's probably going to take him a minute. Like, he's going to be a rookie. Everybody wants to win right now.
Dude is a beast.
I would definitely.
It's going to cost more than that, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and but so, probably only, like, add in maybe a third, something like that.
Because the owner's like, and I know it's owner talk, we're not trading them, but yeah.
Of course they're trading
them. Until you get the right
Yeah, they're trading them. Yeah. Just like the Niners are going to trade Debo, because Debo wants to be traded. Man. And, you know, Mark and I were going back and forth in the green room about what that will be and what it likely is behind the scenes. And he's either getting cut or traded or restructured. And if you're Debo, you want to get traded, because when you get traded, that contract goes with you.
Yeah. So it comes. It's on me to like
we all.
Can you get a third for Debo, guys?
What do you think? Yeah. There's four of us here, Simon.
What do you think's going to be the price for Debo Samuel?
Not a lot.
That's what I was imagining. A third, maybe.
Not much. I actually think
2 years ago it would have been through the roof.
What do you guys all think? That's true. The Niners waited a year too long on the wide receiver thing. They waited a year too long. They flirted with this all last offseason. Is it Ayuk? Is it Debo? What do we want to do?
Mm.
They did, actually, as it turns out, the worst thing they could have done, which was sign Ayuk to an inflated deal, then watch him get hurt, and then have Debo's value fall through the floor. That was absolutely not the parlay you're looking for on this one. What do you guys think about this, though? The whole thing, to me, felt very coordinated. In other words, it was too fluffy and kind, this trade demand. Schefter comes out with a tweet. Debo says, I talked to Kyle. It was just a great relationship. I was practically in tears when I told him that I just feel like it's time for a new spot. And the Niners are immediately like, cool, good with us. Like, I don't know. We'll get a read on this. Tim Kawakami is going to join us in an hour. I know he's tapped in on it, but feels to me like the Niners went to Debo and said, look, one of three things is going to happen here. We're going to trade you, we're going to cut you, or you're going to take a pay cut. Well, pay cut is off the table.
Okay.
A cut is kind of that's an ego slap. And so a trade is the thing. And for being a good Niner, the Niners said, you announce it. You go ahead. You announce that you want a trade, and we'll work on it with you right away. Like that, it just felt coordinated to me. There's no butting of heads.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Jimmy Buckets!
All right, there it is. That's your call to win two tickets to the Rising Stars game and the practice on Saturday. Call 415-523-4652. Caller number five. You're going to the practice on Saturday, the Rising Stars game. On Friday. There you go.
Are we allowed to borrow that sounder for our show?
415-523-4652.
Sure. Jimmy Buckets.
Sure. You can do that.
Your thoughts, Dibs? Because I'll go to you first just on Jimmy Buckets. I've been telling him, you've been listening, I hope. I am ecstatic. I felt like Durant was out there, not with the results, just the fact that the Warriors had another dog on the court that does things in the mental game, in the mental box score, that maybe a guy like Wiggins didn't. Do you leave them for dead still as far as having a shot to do something in the playoffs with this acquisition? And it's bigger kind of than just the first game, but just it was a reminder of who he is.
Yep, small sample. But if you look at everyone else and how they played, like Quentin Post was knocking down threes and Pods was playing with vibrancy, going to the basket. And so if you want to look at all the rest of the bit players, or the others, as you would call them, if they all play like that regularly, then yeah, you may have actually some action. But what Jimmy does and what he brought was that.
That's all
that
I'm talking
force
about.
And that heft and that downhill, that IDGAF kind of basketball.
I love it.
And this is not about him versus Andrew Wiggins.
Nope.
Because Andrew was amazing and he'll forever be a champion. And I can't wait until he returns here and the video tribute, which will be without sound, by the way. I'm being told by sources.
That's
mean-spirited, but true. What Jimmy brings is a lot more of the, dude, I'm not going quiet into that good night. And so, yeah, in a small sample,
I loved
it was great. But let's also remember the first half of that game.
Oh, yep. No doubt.
And we do. Early third where they're down 23.
I was sick to my stomach.
But didn't Curry half. Say we weren't built to come back? No, that was the old version of you.
Well, I just, Steiny, I was with you. I got all the skepticism I need for this trade. And clearly stated all that last week, but also said, my God, I want to be wrong. I really, really want to be wrong. And so that was a good start, but it wasn't a great game. It was a great half. It was literally a great half against a very mediocre to bad team. And so that doesn't mean I'm not flicking any of it off.
Yeah.
We got to see more, right?
No, and we will tonight.
We got to see more.
Go ahead.
We got to see more. But it's a good start.
Because they have no room for error.
None. No, they got to win two out of every three
ballgames.
I'm
like, they're going to lose this? Down 24.
They're 26-26, and to get to 46, they need to go 20-10.
Damn.
And that's going to be tough, but they got to take advantage. They got to take advantage of little breaks like tonight. I mean, you go into Milwaukee without Giannis, now you got a good shot of winning that game. You go into Dallas without Anthony Davis, you got a shot at winning that game. And then you just roll the dice against Houston. But I also am interested to see just how everybody's handled this week. They got three games in four nights. Now the All-Star breaks in back of them, so maybe the back-to-back won't be that big a deal. But I do want to see if Steph's going to play all three games. I know he's questionable tonight, but he was at shoot around. I just think these next three games are kind of going to give us an indication of, like...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They got to get rolling. I mean, they got to get rolling before the break. They got to win two out of three to start this thing this week, and then they can go from there.
Well, this list of people that there are teams that they're playing coming up looked so daunting a week ago.
That took a hit.
But then look at it now. So tonight, Giannis out.
Major.
Wednesday, Dallas. Goodbye,
Major.
Goodbye, Anthony Davis. The next night you play Houston. I think they've lost 7 or 8 games in a row. I don't know what's wrong with them. Something's wrong with them. Sacramento. They just lost De'Aaron Fox and
won their first game over the weekend.
I know, but it was against New Orleans, I think, and needed
it was
a rally from down double digits. Like, they're not – these are teams that are suddenly – they've got weak points, and you are full strength. I don't know, man. I would not be comfortable unless they win 3 of these 4 games. There's 3 games before the All-Star break.
Right.
Yeah, you got to win at least 2 of them.
I kind of feel the same way, and – you know, I did look at that game on Saturday and thought, you know what, the second half, they look pretty good. And if they could somehow incorporate Kuminga into this, and I don't know how they're going to do it, but then you might have a little something. But Kuminga, there's a role for him on this team. I just don't know what it is. I'm being dead serious. I don't think Steve Kerr's going to start Butler at 2. Butler at 2, Kuminga at 3, Draymond at 4.
See, that's what I'm hoping
for. No, you were so right earlier. I think that you're looking at Quentin and Draymond and Jimmy and Steph and probably Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
And that's going to be your 5. And I do wonder about Kuminga on the floor with Jimmy Butler, because when Kuminga's playing with Andrew, it's okay for Kuminga to be the alpha, the aggressive guy. But now you're playing with Jimmy Butler. What? It feels to me like it's going to be more difficult for Jonathan Kuminga to be that ball in my hands, go get me what I want
we
guy.
We need you bad because we have nothing else.
Because you got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And you saw Jimmy even on Saturday night where, you know, there was multiple possessions where he either commanded it on the post or he got himself
that
to the post
great.
And he got into contact and he finished. And
that's what he does.
That's what he does.
And they diversified their portfolio, Willard, to the point of I feel like it's a boxer that now has a counterpunch because now they can go to the body having you go down. And hearing Steph say, I kind of dominated the outside, he controlled the inside. Oh. Half of his 75% of his points come from the restricted. Like, this is a match made in heaven. And Stani, I know you're concerned about the 3-point shooting, but man, the fact that this is different, the way he plays and scores, it could be a godsend.
Maybe it's a puzzle piece that fits together. I mean, it was fun to listen to Jimmy specifically talk about the amount of space that he saw in this game. And I'm like, right. Well, maybe Chicago's just awful defensively. I don't know. But, like, that was fun to listen to him talk about. And so maybe it is a match made in heaven. But I think your guys' Kuminga points are strong. This is a fair question, and let me add one more piece to it. It's not just the skill set we know Jonathan to have. It's his headspace. When Jonathan comes back, what do we got right now? 30 games left?
Yep.
Okay, and he's going to miss probably at least what? I mean, this
5
week.
More.
Yeah. So, yeah, 4 or 5 more. So he's going to come back with 25 games to get his extension number. He's got no leverage, and now a lot of his touches have just gone away.
And they may already know
may not
what
start.
They're going to do, Will.
Yeah, well, I don't know who else is going to offer him anything. So this is going to be tough on his mentals.
Yeah, and look, we talked a lot about Steve Kerr in the last 5 years about how sometimes he doesn't go to young players. And now I look at this team, and now if Steve Kerr thinks they have a legitimate chance to make a run, then we know kind of the way Steve Kerr coaches.
Mm.
And, you know, I made a list of the veterans. Curry, like when I think about a finishing lineup, Curry, Butler, and Green are automatics.
Yep,
for sure. They are automatics. And I know he loves Looney in there. The question is, like,
don't sleep on Pods.
Will he rely on a Buddy Hield over a Pods or even a Gary Payton II over somebody? Like, that's what I'm going to be looking for when they're in their first really tight game without or with Jimmy Butler.
For me, it comes down to, like, do you have the lead or are you trailing? Because if you have the lead, you can go with Kevon and GP2. If you're trailing, I think you go to Buddy and maybe even Pods and you try to, like, get that scoring. If you're down 5 with 3 to go, or down seven with 3 minutes to go, I do think it's different than if you're up seven with three to go.
That was my first thought. I hope you're not down by three. That lineup that you just mentioned.
You didn't even feeling it, huh?
Looney.
Oh, no, no.
Draymond.
I just listed the six veteran
but I mean, if you ended up with with Looney at the five, Draymond at the four, and Jimmy at the three, Steph and someone else, that someone else better be an amazing three-point shooter.
You would think.
Because you got three guys out there who cannot.
Yeah.
Command.
Curry took 16. Butler took one yesterday. Right. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
They combined for 17.
There you go.
No,
Steiny.
Great start. Great start for the Warriors. Great start for Jimmy Butler.
And you want a dinner.
Like I'm going to see it.
Now see.
Like I'm going to see
wait
it.
Wait till they come in.
That's right. I did.
We've been making radio love for 4 hours and they come in and you got to throw something at me. I'm here for you.
You know what I'm particularly happy about?
I'm here
about?
For you, buddy.
That we didn't bet a dinner, but you had to open your mouth on Friday. You opened your mouth on Friday.
I was feeling
you
good.
Thought you were going to win the bet.
And he upgraded?
And, yeah.
And he goes, I thought this was a dream.
It was a dream. He comes in and he goes, dinner. And I'm like, dude, it wasn't dinner. And he pulled what he always pulls, which is just lying right through it.
Oh, boy.
And I just said, you know what? Fine. We'll bet a dinner.
Evan was. Now,
Are you going to deny that you bet a dinner on Friday?
No, that's
okay.
No, I'm going back to KFC. Yeah. The original bet was a dinner, and Evan backed me up.
You dinner at KFC?
No,
the original bet was a drink.
Official.
The original bet was a drink.
I know that the original.
I'll fight you on that, but I was feeling good and I wanted to.
If I get a drink out of it, it would be a win.
I know for a fact that the original bet was a drink.
We were both here.
Yes, I looked at you.
I was standing right here.
And I explained the odds situation.
I was feeling frisky. I wanted to upgrade.
Do you remember what I said to you?
Shout out cat food.
It's not that the Chiefs can't win. It's that you should be getting 3.5 drinks.
Yeah.
It was a drink.
You didn't have to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
I know we're up against it, best I could, I felt like Don Cornelius. I tried to illustrate to him what Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance was. Oh. So real quickly, would you give it a thumbs up or thumbs down?
I would give it a thumb sideways, honestly.
Wasn't feeling it?
Wasn't feeling it. And this is a guy who not only did
you a Drake fan.
I predicted the set list, and I was about 85% accurate. And I thought, you know, SZA came out and she was great. But I thought in general, the set design and the dancers and...
Oakland. They were from Oakland.
I thought his performance was very meh.
Okay.
I thought it was very... mediocre, and maybe it's because I was watching it with a 2.5-year-old who loves the halftime show. Yeah. She calls that the soup bow. And so we actually watched Usher from last year, and she was grooving, and she
let
was doing
it. Let it burn.
I should show you a video of her during Kendrick Lamar. There was times where she was feeling it, but I thought in general it was very, very mediocre.
Okay, we're going to throw you on the spot. No, Super Bowl here next year, who's performing halftime? I told Steiny E-40. Or are they going somewhere?
Not big enough.
Nowhere near
40,
big enough.
We love you, baby.
Sorry, 40.
Yeah, like, it's not big enough. You need some, like, I kind of like it when you get a bunch of people
Beyonce
in there.
Beyonce last time, you told me that.
Well, you and I went back and forth because the real Beyonce performance was when she was in New Orleans and then she turned off the power in the entire city for the Harbaugh Bowl.
Yeah, but that was her fatigue was Denver and Cam Newton didn't fall on the ball.
I'll tell you what.
You want to know who I want to perform at halftime next year?
Just say it.
I'd like it to be Taylor Swift.
Yep.
I do not want her in the damn booth. Get the Chiefs the hell out of the game. I'm tired of watching you. You don't go, and that way your girl is available to perform. That's what I voted.
That was my call, too.
Yeah, but she doesn't need it.
No, she doesn't need it.
And you know that the Super Bowl...
Kendrick.
They don't get paid.
Need it.
No, I know.
They don't get paid, I thought.
Like, did Kendrick Lamar need it?
No, but I do think...
Did you see the Grammy, Steiny? No, he didn't need it.
No, but I do think that he's in a spot where he had a little bit more of a need for a crossover appeal.
Okay.
The answer is, and I hate to say it because I cannot stand this artist, but it's going to be Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish. It's
going to
be Billie Eilish and her equally downtrodden brother. We're so sad.
David
Gray.
David
Stephen Gray.
It's Dib.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Billie Eilish, Grammy Award winner.
Billie Eilish.
Who's his friend?
Yes.
Her brother is her.
It's a her.
Okay. With an I.
No, I know it's a her. I know it's a her. I'm the like, who's the brother?
The original Billie Eilish was only a Billie Eilish. Yeah. Her brother is her guitar player.
Oh, that's nice.
Equally downtrodden, equally moribund, equally boring. What? Billie Eilish.
I did know that Billie Eilish was a girl. A woman, so.
Hey, before you leave,
you don't know her pronouns.
Do you want to hear a fun, like, Dibs, you thought Myla really loved last year's Super Bowl?
No doubt.
Can I share this with you guys?
Yeah.
You want it, like, we get in this bubble. We're in this industry. We think everybody is so tapped into everything going on.
Yeah.
Ran into a buddy today, and he told me the story. And he's like a sports-ish.
Super Bowl, whatever.
I know it's Super Bowl Sunday. Well, he just moved. And so he's got his kids with him. His wife's out of town. And they're like, let's watch the Super Bowl. But we're still, like, getting TVs on the wall and getting things hooked up. So we had YouTube TV. So he turned on his YouTube TV, got the thing all ready for the game, bang. Puts in, I want to watch Super Bowl Chiefs-Eagles. Puts it on, watches the game. His kids are there. They're watching the game. They're cheering. Man, it's a heavyweight fight. Back, forth, back, forth. Wow, this game's amazing. 6 minutes to go in the Super Bowl, they realized.
It was last year.
They're watching the 2023 Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Much better
game.
Are
you not entertained, though?
Over to the real one to find out that that thing was cooked.
Yeah.
The Chiefs wish it was that
I looked at him and I'm like, you're not allowed
to. Now that's the story.
All righty. The one thing we didn't, and I'm going to end it this way. I was very happy to see Sean Strickland get beat on Saturday night on 95.7 The Game.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.